There's a curfew in Nepal, an attempt to end violent protests from those in disbelief over the government's explanation for Friday's palace massacre. 9 members of the country's royal family were killed, including the king, queen, and heir to the throne. Today, a new monarch was installed, and he promised a thorough investigation into what he called a terrible accident. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kathmandu.
This tiny Himalayan kingdom, stunned and saddened by Friday night's mysterious massacre at the royal palace, got its third king in 4 days today when acting regent Prince Ganendra formally assumed the crown in a carefully choreographed ceremony at Hanumandoka Mulchok, the 17th century palace where Nepal's kings are traditionally crowned. Prince, now King Ganendra, sat impassively on the snakehead throne as Hindu priests offered a blessing. Then he took off his simple black cap and replaced it with the elaborate feathered crown. The ceremony took place late this morning, just a few hours after state radio had announced the death of King Dipendra in the early hours of the morning. Dipendra's death brings to 9 the number of people killed as a result of Friday night's palace shootings, which wiped out almost the entire royal family. And while many Nepalese turned out this morning outside Hanumandoka Palace as the new king was crowned, their mood appeared one of confusion rather than celebration. Few people were buying the explanation that the killings Friday night were caused by, as the new king put it yesterday, the accidental discharge of an automatic weapon. University student J.B. Chanda.
All people are guessing this accident was done by royal family's member or other member. All have got their own hypothesis. But we cannot explain about this.
But do you think the palace will ever give a clear answer?
No.
The slain King Barendra was much revered by many Nepalese. Hundreds of thousands lined the streets for his funeral procession on Saturday evening. Barendra was popular in part for agreeing to give up his near-absolute power in 1990, allowing the introduction of a British-style parliamentary democracy. In addition, many here considered him a reincarnation of the Hindu god Vishnu. Barendra's brother, the new king Ganendra, is not nearly as popular. Another student, M. Katyoda.
Birendra, late king, he was our great respected king, but now we don't have any respect. We have new king now, but we don't believe that is the king. That is the matter.
The frustration, mistrust, and anger that many Nepalese are now feeling was evident on the streets of the capital, Kathmandu, today. Gangs of young men, many with their heads shaved as a sign of respect for the late King Barendra, roamed the city. Some shouted down with the new King Ganendra. Others demanded the resignation of the Prime Minister, Girija Prasad Koirala. His government's silence about the palace killings has angered many. Police used tear gas to disperse some of the crowds, but their open defiance on this, the day the new king was crowned, showed the level of the people's unhappiness with, and distrust of, the vague official explanations that have come from the palace so far. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kathmandu.